It's true that I fly. Last night, after spending a considerable amount of time staring at the moon, I determined that it was finally time that everyone in the whole world knew that I can fly. So as soon as I woke up this morning, it was off to the Capitola Mall with its high ceilings and open spaces and multitudes of people. It's been a real process coming to this decision. Early on, I thought I was just having dreams, or perhaps out-of-body experiences. But it didn't take me long to figure out that the snaky bruises on my shoulders produced by careening off telephone lines were not on my spirit. They were on my body. So I resolved that there was no silver thread connecting me to me. I was really flying. And Jesus, I know that just as soon as anyone else finds out that I can fly, people will begin to treat me like some freak, buzzing around me, asking me what I eat, thinking that I sequester the answer to some dumb secret. Well, I don't know any secret. I can just fly. The thing is, there are other people in this world who can fly too, but for some reason they won't let anyone else know it. Well, I have to tell you, I'm sick of it. I mean, how come people who can fly need to be liberated? It's ridiculous. I stand before the mall fountain, my limbs like salt melt beneath cataracts of love, devotion, surrender. Emptied and unearthly, I become overthrown. My body laves away, drifting slowly, quiet. Someone calls for security. Mothers grab their children who squealed in delight. There are those who are caught in their disbelief. There are those who are paralyzed by hope and triumph. I am far away from them. Away from this room spins the man in the moon, and I am flying. Far from this room, the man in the moon spins. And I am flying.